taxes on rental cars that pay for sports stadiums is constitutional, according to a ruling from the Arizona Court of Appeals that overturns a lower court ruling that found such taxes could only be used for road construction and other transportation-related purposes. Joining us to talk about this is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. And Howie, how big of a deal is this? Seems like a pretty significant issue, at least for Pima and Maricopa counties.
Well, certainly it is for Maricopa, a little less so for Pima because they're down to, they pretty much paid off their bonds, but they'd like to keep the tax for other expansions. What this comes down to is back over a decade ago, Maricopa voters said, tell you what, we're going to build a stadium for the Cardinals to keep Bill Bidwell in town. And what we'll do is we'll see if we can get the out-of-towners to pay for it. Part of that is a hotel tax. And the other part is a car rental tax, since as a general rule, Arizonans don't rent cars just to drive around town. The Sabin Rent-A-Car Company challenged that and said, well, wait a second. The Arizona Constitution says any taxes levied in connection with driving can only be used for roads, not for stadiums. A trial judge agreed, but as you point out, yesterday the Court of Appeals said, well, here's the deal. It's not really a tax on the use of the roads. It's a use of a tax on the rental of a car, which probably will be used on the roads. And based on that logic, the Court of Appeals said the tax is legal.
Howie, safe to assume that this is not the last word, that the state Supreme Court will at least have the chance to weigh in on this?
Oh, there's no question. You know, I talked to Sean Aiken, who's the attorney for the Sabin Rent-A-Car. He said definitely going there. And he points out that Judge Fink, who had initially declared the tax illegal, pointed out that nobody rents a car to have it sitting in a driveway. So he said there's much more of a nexus between renting a car and the use on the road. So certainly the Supreme Court's going to get a chance to weigh in and decide, is this in fact a tax on the use of the roadway, or is this just simply a tax on a rental transaction?
Howie, speaking of taxes, you had a chance to speak with Governor Ducey the other day about cutting taxes and how that may or may not relate to the ability of the state to boost teacher pay. There are a number of bills down at the Capitol that would, in fact, reduce state revenue, though, cut taxes, right?
Exactly. In fact, one of them is being pushed by the governor. Right now, if you're a federal retiree, you get to deduct $2,500 of your income from computing your state income tax. The governor wants that increased to $10,000. Now, that's not a $7,500 cut in taxes. It comes out to, you know, about $200 per military pensioner. But overall, it adds up to about $15 million. Now, in a $10 billion budget, is that a lot? No. But when you've got the governor saying that we're putting every penny we can toward K-12 education, it does raise a bunch of questions. There's another bill, in fact, up this morning in the Senate Finance Committee to increase the amount that people can deduct from the taxes on their capital gains, you know, what they sell after they invest in something. And that has a price tag when fully implemented of $23 million. So the nickels and dimes start to add up, and it comes down to the question of, while everyone says, well, this is all economic development, you know, are we in fact, you know, losing revenues that we really need to have an education system to attract businesses here?
And this is, of course, amid the complaints from teachers and educators that they are not getting the money they need in public education. Are they continuing to put pressure on the governor in light of these tax cuts?
Oh, definitely. I don't think there's any question about that. And part of what's going to make it really interesting is if the gubernatorial election this year turns out to surround the issues of education, you've got two Democrats out there, both of whom are hammering away at that. Certainly David Garcia, who ran for school superintendent 4 years ago, has made that his number one issue. And if, in fact, the people, not just the teachers, the 50,000 teachers in the classroom, are not convinced, but if, in fact, the public is not convinced that the state is really doing everything it can to increase the quality of education and increase teacher pay so we don't have so many vacancies, Doug Ducey could become a one-term governor, even in a Republican state.
All right. That's Howie Fisher, our eyes and ears at the state capitol. He's, of course, with Capital Media Services. Howie, good to talk to you. Thanks, as always.
Glad to be here.